Hi, everyone. This is C Prompt in North Carolina for Hacker Public Radio. I'd like to thank everyone at HPR for the great service that they offer and allowing the community the freedom to report on tips, tricks, news, apps, and everything a hacker would find interesting. Today, I'd like to talk about my purchase of the Google Chromecast. I had not heard of this device actually coming out, and so when I saw the commercial on TV, I was surprised about it. So I looked into it, and it was very cheap. It was actually $35 US, and it was available at a local retailer. And so looking at it, what I needed was a way to stream Netflix to the TV upstairs. Currently downstairs in our main living area, we have a TV that has a Blu-ray hooked up to it that does nothing but stream Netflix. And it has played maybe one or two Blu-rays, and that's it. Purchasing another Blu-ray player or something like a PlayStation 4, I'm not even a gamer, so it would kind of be out of the question to do anything like that. It would be not financially sound, just not a good idea. So I looked into this device, and it streamed Netflix, and that's what I needed it for. The Chromecast device itself looks like maybe about an inch and a half long USB stick. It's not really a USB stick. It has an HDMI port on one side, and on the other side it has a mini USB. How it connects to the TV is through an HDMI input. So the TV that you have to have must be an HD TV that has an HDMI input. Along with the Chromecast device itself, there's also a USB cable, so it goes from mini USB to a standard USB plug, and this is to give power to the Chromecast device itself. The box also comes with a power adapter from USB to a standard US plug, so if you don't have a USB port on your TV, you are still able to get power to the HDMI or the Chromecast device for to give it power. So what I could actually do is, the TV that I have is a Samsung TV that has two HDMI inputs and one USB port. So I was actually able to plug up the Chromecast device into the HDMI input on one side of the TV, and the cable would route into the USB port on the TV for power. So after I plugged everything up, the first thing I did was install the Chromecast device, or a Chromecast app, on my phone, and installed Netflix app on the phone, and I logged into the Netflix app with my account and made sure that everything was worked. Everything was good. So after I inserted the Chromecast device into the HDMI input on my TV and the Chromecast from the Chromecast USB to the USB port on my TV, I switched the input on the TV to an HDMI connection through the remote. And on the screen, it came up with the Chromecast screensaver, and it said to go to google.com/chromecast/setup to finish the process. So I did this on my phone, and when I went to the website, it basically just told me to install the Chromecast app, which I'd already done. So I fired up Chromecast app, and the app searched out and tried to find a Chromecast device that was close, and it found mine, since it was plugged into the TV. And after I selected the device that I wanted to set up, the app started to walk me through the setup process. First, it's the app connected to the Chromecast device plugged into my TV, and after it made a connection, it came up on my phone and said, "Do you see this code on your TV?" And the code was like Z2T4 or something like that, which it was displayed on my TV as well, so I continued. And then it would give me the option to change the name of the Chromecast device. and it came up with a seemingly arbitrary name like Chromecast 0812 or something like that. So I changed the name to match the rest of the stuff on my network. And then it walked me through setting it up, the Chromecast device itself that was plugged into my TV, setting it up to connect to my wireless. It went out and searched for my wireless connection, my wireless router, and it found it, brought back the SSID, and it wanted me to enter my WPA2 key in. And after I gave it that information, I waited for about maybe a minute or so, maybe less, and it connected to my wireless network. As soon as it connected to my wireless network, it started downloading the latest firmware. And apparently there's already a method for rooting the Chromecast device, and this automatic update fixes that. I wasn't interested in rooting the device. I just wanted to stream Netflix. So went ahead and let it process the update. And after the update, it took about maybe 4 or 5 minutes to finish the update of the firmware, and the device rebooted. And on the TV screen, it came back up to the Chromecast screensaver-like, and it said it was ready for me to connect my apps for streaming. So I fired up the Netflix app on my phone, and now in the upper right-hand corner of the Netflix app, there is a standard media route button. It looks like a square, and then on the bottom left-hand corner, there are three lines. It kind of looks like a RSS icon. So when you touch that on the Netflix app, that media route button, it asked if I wanted to stream from onto my phone. It said this device, which was my phone, or onto the Chromecast device, and it showed the name that I had given the Chromecast device earlier. So I chose the Chromecast device that was plugged into the TV, and on the TV screen, I was given the album art or cover art or whatever you want to say. For the TV show I chose, and it started to buffer. And it took about maybe a second or so, and then the show started streaming. And it was actually really good quality. I think it came up and it said that it was 1080p, if I'm not mistaken, so it looked fantastic. On the phone, however, I just saw the cover art of the TV show and the standard play-pause button and a progress bar that you can move back and forth throughout the show to kind of fast forward or rewind the TV show or movie or whatever you were streaming. And it was great. It worked really well. And so I started playing around with it. And currently, right now, the Google Chromecast only supports Netflix, YouTube, Hulu Plus, HBO Go, Pandora, Google Play Movies and TV, as well as Google Play Music. I did check out the, of course, the Netflix and the YouTube, the Pandora, and the Google Play Music. I could stream music or podcast or whatever from my TV for whatever reason. I don't have a Hulu Plus account or an HBO Go account, so couldn't test those to see how they worked out. The one thing that was kind of weird is when the TV goes off, obviously it loses its connection. So when I fired the TV back up, I had the app already running, and there was a little bit of a weirdness there. It couldn't connect, and then it said, and it found it, and then it disconnected. And but after a second or so, everything kind of stabilized and started working as normal, and could stream the Netflix and the Pandora just as I did before. So my initial thought of the device is actually it's really good. I mean, what I needed it for was to stream Netflix onto a TV upstairs without a huge cost. $35 is not going to break the bank, so it was kind of a no-brainer. And I know that a lot of people kind of like to try to get away from the Google empire or whatever, but my phone is Android. I love the Android operating system. The apps work just like I need them to, and on my Samsung Galaxy phone, connecting that with my the Chromecast was fairly seamless. It took maybe 15, 20 minutes at the most to go from beginning to end until I was actually streaming stuff. And that's what I needed it to do. I need a low cost way of streaming Netflix to my TV upstairs. And it did the job. So you are in the market to do something similar, then I would say give it a shot. Hopefully in the future it will give you the option to play movies or recorded stuff from your phone that you maybe used your camera phone or your video recorder on your phone to record something and then stream that onto the TV as well. Maybe that's in the future, not really sure. But hopefully down the line that will be something that they offer. So I appreciate everybody listening. That's all I got for this evening. And if you have not recorded anything for HPR, I would highly recommend it. It's a great great way to get your feet wet and get some information out there to the community. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.